chiefly I like classical music. I also like Broadway show music, show tunes, and some movie scores. Within classical music, I especially like choral music. I like folk music. And in terms of what I like, that's about it.
And anything about life in Atlanta that you expected me to ask about, but I didn't?
No, I think I expected you to ask everything you asked for me.
Okay.
No, I think the questionnaire really does a pretty good job of covering various aspects of life,
okay,
both city and otherwise.
And this business about personal attitudes that you have with regard to correctness, correct usage, that sort of thing.
Well, I think I mentioned in our last session that my mother was very, very particular about usage. And so she instilled that attitude in me, and so I'm generally, except for things like using the objective pronoun after it's, as in it's me, I try usually to speak standard English. I do sometimes get more informal, but I don't use ain't, I don't use double negatives. My father occasionally would use a double negative, or he might say he don't, and I always thought that that was very ungrammatical indeed. It always embarrassed me when he would say something like that, but he usually spoke very standard English. And I never heard my mother make any sort of grammatical slip at all. So, for me personally, I try to speak standard English, though sometimes it gets a little bit informal. But I don't mind at all what sort of English other people speak. I think they should feel free to speak whatever they like. Now, in terms of writing, it's something else again. I think people should learn to write standard English so that they can communicate and come across in a coherent manner. But I think I'm very liberal in terms of the kinds of language that other people use. And I've also indicated, I think, throughout the interview that I'm very conservative in the type of language that I use, and that I don't use a lot of slang terms, and I don't swear a lot and that sort of thing, but I don't object at all when other people do it. It's just a matter of I think people should choose the sort of language that they want to speak, which is appropriate to the situation. And if they want to have several different dialects and want to change from one situation to another, that's perfectly all right with me.
Very sensible. Anything else you want to say for posterity?
No.
Okay.